The big thing that's happening right now is our before and after school food and nutrition and fun program that's happening in Gwin, Ishpeming, and Negaunee at the schools. It's a free program. The Michigan Department of Community Health funded the YMCA to provide the program this year, and it has just been amazing, particularly in Ishpeming. It's really taken off, and the kids are getting outside. They're doing some pretty neat cooking stuff, and it's just exciting.
What is the program about? I mean, obviously from its name, it seems like there's activities and food and whatnot, but give us a few more details.
Well, the Michigan Department of Community Health had looked at the childhood obesity rates in the state of Michigan, and part of the funding that they're trying to do is switch programmatic fitness and wellness into communities. And they've always done some community-based program, but this is a little bit of a switch in that they wanted partners to help provide it. So they put an RFP out to be able to have folks apply, and we were one of 63 applicants, the YMCA of Marquette County, along with the partner schools, and we were awarded the funding and started the program back in December, but really have kicked off here in January. And there are 6 Y's and then 4 school districts that are involved, that are the primary funders downstate, but we're the only one in the UP. And it's really getting kids back fit and active. And we know, based on the statistics and some of the evidential studies that we've done through Achieve and through, you know, the community health assessments and looking at the BRFAS data, that 8th, 10th, and 12th grade boys, 51% of them in Marquette County are considered overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. Those are some huge statistics, and the only way you can change is if you start younger.
And that was, I wanted to ask you, was there must have been some sort of statistical research that ended up saying this would be an area for this focus.
That's absolutely right, and that's what we looked at. The other thing that we're doing along with that piece is the HEPA standards, which a lot of folks aren't familiar with. It's health education, physical activity standards that kids need so much. And they're really pushing that now for the kids 0 to 5. So children are drinking water. You know, they're not drinking so much juice. They're drinking skim milk. There's, you know, fruits and vegetables, those types of things. So with that happening, the Y is also focusing on the nutritional components and bringing that in with the early childhood piece. Mm-hmm. And all that food and nutrition and that wellness piece is just part of the components between the before and after school fun program and then the health and fitness and then our child development centers.
Do you have sort of a finite timeline where you're hoping to have some sort of impact that could be statistically measured, or is it just getting this program going with the goal of long-term attitude changes?
Actually, there is statistical evidence-based outcomes of the program, but also we had to do a pre and a post, and we do monthly assessments. So it's lifestyle changes in the home also. Mm-hmm. A part of this component is 2 family events, and we're making changes in the family homes, you know, even to the point that we're talking about, you know, what's in your cupboard?
Sure.
You know, what are you putting on your plates in the morning and the afternoon? What are you setting the kids to school with to eat? And looking at those things and really trying to assess and get folks eating a little bit more healthy. And through those behavioral changes, monthly evaluations with the kids and their families, we hope to see some significant changes. And long-term, obviously the BRFAS data, you know, the obesity rates, those types of things, they're a long-term track. You know, we saw the smoking rates in the past drop significantly when there was the tobacco funds for promotion to quit. Mm-hmm. So those types of things, we've done assessment, and there's data out there. It's just looking at that and continuing to look at it.
Well, folks that want to find out more, how can they do that?
They can give us a call at the Y at 227-9622, or they can visit our website at ymcamqt.org.